Support comes from the CU Museum of Natural History, exhibiting Boulder's only Triceratops skull, on loan now through May 8th from the Smithsonian Institution. A virtual experience of their popular paleontology hall, plus fresh exhibits, are also available online in both English and Spanish. More information can be found at colorado.edu/CU Museum.
Support comes from Swallow Hill Music, which presents the Moroccan music of Chalaban in Daniel's Hall on Thursday, April 21st. Complete details may be found at swallowhillmusic.org.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a beautiful blue and kind of breezy Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Wherever you are, whenever you're tuning in, thank you for joining me. I hope you are having a good one and looking forward to some good music. I'm looking forward to bringing you some. And don't really have much to say. No tickets to give away. It's just you, me, and the music. So let's get to it. It's Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU.
Thank you. bulamadım, kendime göre eş bulamadım, kendime göre eş bulamadım. Aman melekem kavur balıklarım, aman melekem kavur balıklarım, akşama getireceğim kaba dayılarım, akşama getireceğim kaba dayılarım. Aman nereye
Listen to Terrasonic on Listener Powered, KGNU Community Radio. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me on this beautiful Saturday or whenever you're tuning in. Pleasure to have you along for the ride. We began with music from Baran Ojal and the Trakya All-Stars going way, way back to early aughts Istanbul from the Double Moon label and the track Melike. Then new music from Rabi Harnoon and VB Cool, song called Aisha. And that one just came out in the last couple of weeks. Elkat, Yemenite by birth, but grew up in the Tel Aviv area. And their second album is pretty dynamite. Some great compositions and a lot of found DIY kind of instruments going on, sort of Harry Parch of the Middle East. And from that we heard Ala Alma, and right now in the background it's Los Chicharrones from the album Roots of Life, a record that came out at least 10 or so years ago. And Molly Brass, the name of the song. If you want to get in touch today, you can do so via telephone 303-442-4242 or email dj@kgnu.org. My name is Joel Davis. This is Terrasonic on your community radio station, KGNU.
tanga tanga, mwana nini tanga tanga, baya baya ngombe, bafuizi mchoji.
Mwana nini tanga tanga, mwana nini tanga tanga, baya baya ngombe, bafuizi mchoji.
Katanga, so di alumbu kayoke, so di alumbu kayoke. Kantu mini fumunga niko ho, kantu mini fumunga niko ho. Oh, kumbulu taya, oh, kumbulu taya.
Kadonge, kakuku donge, kad donge, kamarengo ni donge. Nindi alene ye wasolunga ye ni wada alene ma tulunde wo.
Nindi alene ye bini ama wada alene ma.
Nindi alene wasolunga ye ni wada alene ama tulunde sa. Wasolunga, anye wo wasolo bade ya kumade be wasolo. Anye wo wasolo siji ya kumade ba wasolo.
Thank you.
31 minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me on this Saturday afternoon or whenever you're tuned in. We just heard music from the monks of Kerimoussa Monastery outside of Dakar, Senegal, founded by the Abbé du Solem in France, and as you heard, mixing sort of elements of Gregorian chant and West African music, and a really nice compilation, in my opinion. I have to, full disclosure, I put it together a long time ago. It's called Sacred Chant and African Rhythms from Senegal. It came out on the Soundstream label, and that was Chant à la Vierge. Before that, brand new music from Omu Sangare. She has not lost a step. Her latest is called Timbuktu, and from that we heard was Suludan and the first single from the forthcoming release on Shika Shika, the third volume in the Bird Song series from Shika Shika. This one, a guide to the bird song of Western Africa. And Les Mamans du Congo and Robin did Luongo Weaver. Right now in the background, from Paris, it's Etienne de la Sayette and Wild Horses Orchestra, and a piece called Nave Nave Moe. Good news for those of you who donated to Terrasonic during KGNU's Spring Fun Drive. The Terrasonic t-shirts are in. As in, like, they're in the building right now. I haven't seen one yet, but I'm looking forward to it. And those and that digital mixtape are coming your way soon to those who donated. Thanks again. And if you'd like to donate and get in on that now, you can do so. KGNU.org. Still a lot of music and fun ahead. Give a call if you want to get in touch, 303-442-4242. Email dj@kgnu.org. This is Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU. Thank you.
acostumbrada
a tu dolor,
estoy acostumbrada
a tu dolor,
acostumbrado a tu onda
y tu sabor y tu sabor,
acostumbrado a tu onda
y tu sabor y tu sabor.
Coming up towards the top of the hour here on this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music, known as Terrasonic. pretty turbulent previous set there. Turbulent as in, moving, rocking. I don't know what I got me going in here. Yanga, that last track by Yanga, Afro-Colombian band from Brooklyn, and their latest is called Rekoge. It's on the label Names You Can Trust. And that track called Plato Típico, and yes, that was a jam. Going back a few years to Rosalia and her classic kind of new flamenco record, Los Angeles, and Por Castigarme Tan Fuerte from that one. Califato 3 sobre 4, new release La Contraseña, remixes volume 1, and I'm not even going to go for the title on that one. And began the set with Azu Tiwalin and Labdi Hewa, the song from New Tangents in Kampala, London, and Nairobi. Great compilation, an overview of rock and other types of music from those cities from the Extra Soul Perception label. Right now, in the background, it is Jaubi from Pakistan and Figaro. Farewell, MF Doom, featuring Letarnik. Stick around, coming up, it's Reggae Bloodlines with the Donovan, bringing you 3 hours of the best in reggae music. And then at 4 o'clock, 2 hours of African music on African Roots. Tonya Lowendorf in with you for that this afternoon. Full hour of news from the BBC at 6, and then Sound Lab at 7, Grateful Dead Hour, Electronic Air, so on and so on and so on. It's all happening for you here at KGNU. Still a couple tracks to go in the show before we come back to say goodbye. So we'll let the music run a little bit longer. Still some time to get in touch at 303-442-4242 or DJ at KGNU.org. It is Terrasonic on KGNU.
ਨੱਕ ਵਿੱਚ ਨੱਥਣੀ ਤੇ ਤਨ ਉੱਤੇ ਘਗਰੀ ਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੰਨੇ ਪਾ ਦਿਓ ਡੰਡੀਆਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਨੱਕ ਵਿੱਚ ਨੱਥਣੀ ਤੇ ਤਨ ਉੱਤੇ ਘਗਰੀ ਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੰਨੇ ਪਾ ਦਿਓ ਡੰਡੀਆਂ ਹੋ ਬੁੱਲੇ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਹੱਸਾ ਯਾਰ ਮਨਾਣਾ ਤੇ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਲੋਕ ਉੜਾਵਣ ਪੰਡੀਆਂ
Thank you. Treasure of life and the treasure of existing from creation till now. You know, you have to have a discipline to even be able to inherit the knowledge of the universe, because the knowledge where man inherit without the teaching of another person, divine knowledge is stored in every man's DNA, because the information of creation is written in our DNA. Through spiritual discipline and self-conduct, we can able to access, we can tap into this vast knowledge base through DNA. We can tap into our DNA through discipline and this way of life. So this is why Rastafari take this way of life, because the way of the world is not the way of nature. The way of nature is the way that is right. The way of man is the way of miscalculations and confusion.
Friends, it's coming up on the top of the hour, and this week's magic carpet ride around the world of music known as Terrasonic is coming in for a landing. We just heard Ngala Gurdian featuring Hema Sharma from the great Punjabi MC record Beware, and in the background right now, new music from the Zeb the Spy from Cairo, the title track to his latest. It's out on Wonder Wheel Recordings, and it's called Anima Mundi. As I mentioned earlier, stick around, because BBC headlines are coming up in just a minute, and then after that, it's 3 hours of reggae music to make up for those headlines. Donovan in with you this afternoon. Hope you'll stick around for that. You'll find a playlist for today's show, an archive of this show and past shows, and past playlists at afterfm.com/world. That's the Terrasonic page at AfterFM, KGNU's 24/7 streaming music resource. If you want to get in touch with me, you can also always do so via email, terrasonic@gmail.com. Otherwise, thanks for listening. You've been tuning in to Terrasonic on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland, K254CH Laporte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-powered community radio for the Front Range and beyond. Take good care of yourselves and each other. We'll see you back here next Saturday for another episode of TerraSonic on KGNU.
Say 20 civilians have left the site. They said the group, which included women and children, had been transferred to a suitable place and would hopefully be taken to Zaporizhia. Earlier, Russian state media said 25 people had been evacuated. Moscow has been under intense international pressure to allow civilians to leave. Hundreds are thought to be sheltering in the plant. A Russian missile has hit the airport in Odessa in the southwest. A military spokesman there said the runway at the airport was now inoperable. Earlier, the Ukrainian Ministry of Defence said there'd been a gradual increase in attacks along the front line in the east. From Kiev, here's Ben Brown.
The Russians basically took the decision to abandon their attempts to take this city, Kyiv, and to focus on that offensive in the east in Donbass. The Ukrainians are admitting that they have taken heavy casualties, although they are also saying that they've inflicted what they called colossal casualties on the Russians. All the Ukrainian politicians I've been talking to here in Kyiv are very grateful for the additional help they've been getting from the West, and certainly heavy weapons is what they say they need now in that fight in Donbass, in particular artillery, long-range artillery, to reply to Russian artillery.
A British Member of Parliament has said he will resign after admitting to viewing pornography on his phone inside the House of Commons twice. Neil Parish from the governing Conservative Party said on the first occasion he was looking for a website about tractors, but the second time it was deliberate. He described it as a moment of madness.
I thought that I could explain to the Standards Committee what happened, and it was it would have been worth explaining what happened, which I will in a minute. But in the end, I could see that the Ferrari, the damage I was causing my family and my constituency, an association just wasn't worth carrying on.
The family of the jailed Rwandan opposition activist Paul Rusesabagina say they've filed a $400 million lawsuit in the United States over his alleged abduction and torture. Paul Rusesabagina is serving a 25-year prison term on terrorism charges following a trial which his supporters say was a sham. Richard Hamilton reports.
The Rusesabagina family say the government of Rwanda and high-ranking officials conspired to execute an elaborate plot to lure Paul Rusesabagina from his home in Texas to Rwanda, where he would be tortured and illegally detained for the rest of his life. He was convicted last September of involvement in a rebel group that was blamed for deadly gun, grenade and arson attacks in Rwanda in 2018 and 2019.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. The Israeli military says it's arrested two Palestinians suspected of shooting dead a security guard at the entrance to a Jewish settlement in the West Bank on Friday. The men, in their 20s, were found in one of their homes with weapons. Tensions are running high over access to Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, an Israeli military clampdown in the West Bank, and a series of Palestinian attacks in Israel. In the United States, campaigners against racism have gathered at Stone Mountain in Georgia to protest at the return of an annual celebration of the Confederacy, the southern region which fought to maintain slavery. Some 200 sons of Confederate veterans paid their respects to those who died in the U.S. Civil War. Opponents say the commemoration celebrates slavery. Those attending say it's about history, although some of the participants are also members of white nationalist organizations. The Italian football agent Mino Raiola, whose negotiating skills contributed to the huge increase in players' salaries, has died at the age of 54. The cause of death has not been reported. Here's Guy Pitt.
Forthright, outspoken, and with a spectacular eye for a deal, Mino Raiola was one of the highest-profile and highest-paid football agents in the world. Mino Raiola had a rags-to-riches journey. Born in Italy, he was brought up in the Netherlands, where his parents first ran a sandwich shop and then a pizzeria. But by 25, he'd made his first deal, helping to bring the Dutch forward Brian Roy to the Italian club Foggia. Later deals were huge, for which he faced criticism, but he denied he'd ever been greedy and said his players always stuck with him.
The Italian football coach, Carlo Ancelotti, has become the first man to lead teams to victory in the five top European leagues. Real Madrid's victory on Saturday gave Ancelotti his first Spanish championship, to go with titles in Italy, Germany, France and England. BBC News. It's unusual that...